The dialect of Bradford, Yorkshire. Irving Brooksbank, aged 71, a retired wool sorter and a lifelong resident of Thornton, Bradford, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 28th of May 1957.
Oh, he came from Egypt and came up road, through past walls of Jericho, you know, just up the top by Johnny Drake Farm. I spent many 100 hours in that farm when I was a lad.
You'd done farm work?
I used to, as a lad.
Yeah.
Do you know, he used to let me go out, the Johnny Drake, with a gun, shooting birds, trying to keep birds off at corn, and I was number 10 years old. And it was an old muzzle load, and he showed me how to fill it and how to put cap on, and well, if one of my lads had been going out with that, I'd have been terrified. But I wasn't worried, and he didn't seem to be. I used to spend all day running, walking around his cornfields, and if I saw a bird, I used to shoot it. Shoot at it, you know.
Yeah.
I ate one occasionally.
Yeah. Pigeons?
No, sparrows and larks. No, there were no pigeons. There were sparrows and larks around there. Oh, yes, them quarries were... There were hundreds of men worked at them quarries then. My father worked there. Yes, he worked at them quarries practically all his life. And they were the biggest part of them quarry chaps that were practically illiterate, you know. They couldn't do the reckoning up, and it were all paid by piece. All the work was paid by piece. And they used to measure it up with steel 2 foot, you know. And my father were always a good un, and he used to keep books for the other chaps he worked with. And he used to give him about 2 weeks a week for doing it. So he'd always a little bit more wage than anybody else. I don't know why he could do it, but he could. It seemed to come to him naturally. He never had no better education than the majority of them that were there. But he could do this here, reckoning up for others. And he used to reckon the wedges up every week. They never knew what they had to draw till they asked him. He had a little book for each man. They had a book. Well, they had a book of their own, you know. And then they brought this book to him, and it had to his foot and 2 foot, you know, and measure them up to see how much it was.
I see.
They got so much a square yard for hoeing flags and the kerb stones. And I'll tell you what they did. Tops for set pots.
Oh,
you know, they used to be stone. The stone tops for a set pot.
Aye.
Well, they'd oil to cut out at middle.
Aye.
And it were rather ticklish job, you know, if they went to hard the bracket and then they'd start again. Of course, we didn't live right at Bucketheights a long time after, I think I left Bucketheights when I was about 4. And then we went to live at Reservoir Field. That's just at the top of James Street, where that tin tabernacle is.
Oh, yeah.
We went to live just in there. And then from there, we went to live at High Street, down in Thornton again. And my father, at longest walk, then it to go there from there to quarries, you see, each day. And my mother used to send me at dinner time with his dinner. From there, I had to take him his dinner in a dinner can about 2 or 3 times a week. I had to go home from school and get my dinner right sharp and then go on there and take him his and then go back straight to school, you see, to James Street School. So I had a right full job on for dinner time. And if Kipping had a new organ put in while we were caretakers. And there were a right long oak handle that they used to work for to blow it. And at end on it, it had like a sewing machine wheel, but a right big one. And they used to have a young man in there always blowing it. Well, when that was taken out, they gave my father this shaft, this oak shaft, and they got a chap to make a walking stick out of it, this shaft, and have it upstairs. Yes. He gave me this here walking stick. I've never needed it, but it is there if I do.